Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Morini Marasi Sheyichu and for Sheni Chanabas Makla Bracha Vatzlacha Vachomad Seyadel. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Pasuk Chavtes, Hashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Chag, Eskadish Chag, Simchas Levav, Koholech Becholel. This Pasuk was said by Yeshaya HaNavi, who is prophesying on the song of La'asid Lavo, and he compares the song La'asid Lavo that it's going to be like the song of the 15th of Nisan, of Leil Eskadish Chag, of the Leil Tesvav. So we have to understand this dimui, this tushdel, this comparison between the shir of La'asid Lavo and the shir of Leil Eskadish Chag, but we don't find explicitly in the pasuk any shir on Leil Eskadish Chag. And it doesn't say Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Shir HaSeyam, Gemar Gulas, and that's explicit in the Pasuk, but here it's talking about the 15th, not Shvi Shel Pesach. And not only that, but we know that Shir is only Kasher Gamal Alai, when it was already finished, when we already had the Yeshua, as we discussed in the previous Shir. So the Gemar was only at the end. It's Kriyas Yamsuf. So we should have said the Shir Lasid Love is going to be like the Shir of Kriyas Yamsuf. So what's Pshat? Hashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Chag. In the second part of the Pasuk, it says, V'simchas Levav Koholech B'cholel. Rashi explains that it's talking about Simchas Havoas Habikurim. Because this, it says in the Seder, Havoas Habikurim, in the Mishnah, that Haya Chalil Makelef Nehem. In the Koran Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet, that there was a Chalil, a flute that was playing. So the simcha of their heart is going to be like the chalil, which is referring to the simcha sabas avikur, when there was a chalil. So we have to understand what these two dimuyim, these two metaphors are, that the shir, the lasid lavo, is going to be both like shir leil eskadish chag, leil tesvav v'nisan, and also like the song of Havos Habikurim. What's these metaphors? It says Kol Amar B'Sal B'Sisayim Reza Meshubach. So it's mashma that it's talking b'chlal about Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was said Stam, without any specification. So Stam Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Amar B'Sal B'Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. It also says in the Mishnah Masa B'Gnus U'Misayim B'Shevach and Yudarshin from Rami Omer Avi Ad Shigmor Kol HaParsha Kula. So it's mashma Shu Inyan La'atzmo. That it's a special inyan of being maschil b'gnus u'misayim b'shevach, start with the gebad, end with the good, with the praise, darshan from arami oved avi, until you finish the whole parsha. So it's mashma, this is a separate inyan. The Rambam, however, put both of them together. V'chol amosif amarech b'drash parsha zu arezim b'shevach. So according to the Rambam, the ribui sipur is Dafka talking about the parsha of Arami Oved Avi, the parsha of Avos Bikurim and parsha's Kisavo, Halo Dovru. But the Rambam puts the two together. They call Amar B'Lisaber is talking Dafka about the Jerusha of Arami Oved Avi of Avos Bikurim. Vagoin Reb Meir Simcha and the Or Sameach there on the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid brings a special makor to darshan this parish of Bikurim from what it says Lechem Oni in Shemos Tes Zayin Gimel She'onam lo ver maharbe. It says in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis that you say a lot of things on these matzahs, and there's a remez to this parasha Ve'anisa Ve'amarta that it says by the Bikurim. So we have this mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim that's called Haggadah, and in this Sipur there's a prat that's called Oni, Onam al Avdora Harbe, Onam al Avdora Harbe, and that's the darsh in the parish of Arami Oved Avi where it says Vanisa Vamarta, the parish of Bikurim, and everything together is the Kiyom Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vanisa, what should you answer? Arami Oved Avi. So you see that there's shame. Haggadah Bechlalius, a general Haggadah, and then Befrat, there's an Aniyah. And that is the parsha of Bikurim. And that becomes the Haggadah on the Kiyum Mitzvah Sipur and the night of Tesvav. So now we have a makor for the parsha of Bikurim being on Tesvav, Lechem Oni, Onol Varam Harbe, Be'anisa V'amarti, Aramei Rovedavi, which is the parsha of of Havas Bikurim that we say when we bring the Bikurim. So now we have to understand what parashas Havas Bikurim has to do with the Haggadah. Not only that, the Rambam emphasizes that in this parasha you're Marbe Bedrush, you have to expound it. Why dafka here? You're Marbe Bedrush for lo b'shar sikri yitzias Mitzrayim. So in the first Shaila, you can say as follows, says Maran Arav Hutner Zatzal, that Yitzias Mitzrayim creates Kedushas HaBechorah, Leil Tesvav, is Makas Bechoros, that immediately in the morning, when they left, it said to Moshe, Kadesh li kol Bechor Petr kol Rechem. And we have to know that the Musug of Kedushas Bechorah does not start with the Bechor himself, rather there's a Makdish beforehand, and that is that Rechem Mekadesh, like it says in Bechoros Daf Tes Amud Aleph. In other words, the Etzem Kedusha is not in the Bechor itself, rather that in him is revealed and expressed the Kedusha of the Koach HaLeida of Rechem and Mekadesh. It is the womb that sanctifies V'haraya, that if there's a chitzitza between the Rechem and the Bechor is not Miskadesh, like we see there in Amud Beis, Ancient Barashi. So he sees a special Kedusha that's given by the Rechem, and it's just expressed in the Bechor. And let us look into the reason that there is Hiskalas Kedushas HaBechorah Dafka and Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's go back to the Klala of Gzeras Mitzah that's called Machatz Makosor Shel Olam. Gracious Rabbi, Parasha Yud, Piska Dalet, Tanchuma Ve'od, Api Yeshaya Lamed Chof Vov. That Adam was cursed, Ofer Atov El Ofer Tashu, which is the basic Klala. That's the Makkah of the world, that people have to die. However, there are a number of Nekudas that are added. On the Adam it says, Kots V'dardar Tatzmiach Loch. There's going to be thorns and thistles that are going to grow. On Chav it says, Be'etzev Tel Dibanim. You're going to give birth with pain. And the Nachash, it says, Arota Mikola Behima. And because of this, the Behemos were not blessed with Peru of Uba Maisa Bereshis like Adam and the Dagim were. With Bnei HaNachash, says the Rashi in the base of the Medrash. Bnei HaNachash, Hasid Lakalo, Kachlo Birchem, Shlei Hu Bechala Baracha. Because of the Nachash, the animals weren't blessed, because the Nachash is cursed, and therefore God didn't want the Nachash to be included in the Bracha, so none of the animals were blessed. And we look at it, we'll see that the Kavana of these Klalos were that they are Klala al Koach HaRibui Shel Kol Sug, anything that was Mishtatef B'Koach Chedei Tzadas was cursed, that it shouldn't have a Koach HaRibui of multiplying. A woman, Eitzev Beleida. In other words, there's going to be this pain in the ribui shel adam, when a woman's giving birth. So that's a klala in the ribui, a klala in the multiplication. Ladam ubehema. So in other words, when we're, instead of giving peros, there's going to be psoles. Kots v'dardar tatzmiach lach. You want to have psoles? You want to have peros? There's going to be psoles. So this would be klal on the koach haribui. Nachash is not going to be peru revu. Arura tami kol behema, and you're not going to be included in the bracha of peru revu. So together with the gzeira of misa, there was a gzeira even of kilkulam al tzmicha b'shtachim shanim shalai yikum. It's sameach v'ad adam. There's going to be a klal in the ribui. Ubehetem lazem lel tesvav, when the wheel starts going back to the matzav, which is before the chait, and the lights of life without an end, infinite nights of life, start shining again, and the kochos to be mevatel, that gzeira of el ofer tashuv, are taking root, and that night itself, the lights of kedusha are breaking through, and the tikkun of all of this koach haribui is being revealed. And that's kedushas habachorah, the kedusha of haschalas, gilui koach olah, the rechem mekadesh, that the Kedusha of the beginning of the Koach Olad, of the Rechem of the womb, that sanctifies this Bechor. So that's Kedusha Bechor. It starts in the womb, which is a Bracha of Ribui. So we have Dafka and in Gan Eden, we had a Klal on all the Kochos of Ribui. And now we have a Bracha on those very same Kochos of Ribui. Now we have to make a Tikkun. We have to fix, we have to rectify all the Klalas of the cursing of the power of multiplication. So now the power of multiplication is blessed. The womb is blessed. Kedusha Sabachora. We have Kadesh Li Petar Rechem, Me Adam, Gam Behema. And Leil Tesvav, the Tikkun starts to those calls about Rishon Lachar Chait, and therefore we have Makas Bechoras in Mitzrayim to be Mevatel, the Musak of Mailas HaBechora and Reishis HaLeida, Adarabba, Bechoreim HaRagta. So they don't have the Mail of Bechora. They're cursed. And in contrast, our Bechoras are blessed. Our Koach HaRibui is blessed. And we have to know that just like we find Kedusha al-Bechor Adam u-Behema, in contrast to the Klaus, Ribui Adam u-Behema, so too there's Kedusha and Reishis HaTzmicha. Bikurim in Milash and Bechora. The first fruits, ve'vesa bikurim. You have to bring these bikurim. So this is bringing of the bikurim, and thanking God for the bikurim is in contrast to the call of kotz v'dardar. Instead of thorns and thistles, now we have fruits. So it's gevaldik that on Leil Pesach we're dafka thanking God for the bikurim. That's a tikkun for the kilkul hatzmicha, a fixing of the corruption of growth. And if so, parashas vasa bikurim is a direct continuum of the night of the 15th. Even though there's no room for mitzvahs bikurim until we come to Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, it's included in Kedushas Bechora by the shining of the light of Bittel HaKlolos of Elav Fartashu, the Kotz V'Dardar. Now we have this beautiful growth, as opposed to the Klala of the lack of growth. But that all starts on Tesvav. And therefore, Parshas Mikveh Bikurim made its way into the Haggadah to answer the famous question that everybody asks their Seder table. What's Havasa Bikurim doing in the Haggadah? The answer is, it's Koach HaRibui, it's Bracha, which is fixing the Kilkul of Adam HaRishon, which all starts on Leil Tesvav. And that's what Secret Tzias Mitzrayim is about. So now we have this beautiful tzeiruf of Leil Iskadesh Chag together with Holech B'Cholel on that pasuk, because they go together, Havaz Bikurim, together with Leil Tesvav. How beautiful is that? It's one hemshech, it's one continuum. Leil Tesvav and Havaz Bikurim. And we have to know that even after Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'nai Yisrael has one chov to be metaken, that after all the tovos that were done for them, and all the tikkun for Kilkul HaGolos, at the time it says Lo Shamu Al Moshe Mikotzer Ruach Mi'Avod Kasha, and if so, there's a tviya on that Lo Shamu that was said at the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, where we have the Arba Lo Shamu said Agu'ula, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to tell them they're going to be redeemed. Ve'vesi Eschem La'aretz Yisrael. They weren't makabel with what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. In order to be motzi Yedei Chovazu, come the Jewish people, and they announce at Parshas Bikurim, Ve'vesi Es Reishis Pri Adama. Somebody who has a sensitive ear to the nuances of Scripture can hear the emphasis on Hei Vesi in contrast to Lo Shamo. When they were told Hei Vesi Eschem, here we're saying Hei Vesi Es Reishis Pri Adama, and they were told in Parshas Ve'era Hei Vesi Eschem, I'm going to bring you Velo Shamo, and here we're saying Hei Vesi. That's the contrast. Here the Hei Vesi in contrast to the Lo Shamo, to the earlier Hei Vesi Eschem in Parshas Ve'era. And if so, Parshas Mikveh Bikurim, there's Aniya. There's a tshuva and a tikkun to the earlier Lo Shamu. And now we do. We answer. We say, yeah, now we hear it. Now we came. And it's called Loshan Aniya in contrast to the Sipur. Which is Loshan Haggadah. So now we're answering. Yes, yes. Not only were we told we're going to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, we got here. We're answering that original proclamation. And that's why the Rambam says we're darshaning a lot in Arami Omeravi. Because when a person's trying to be misalik a tviya from himself, a claim against himself, he was trying to remove it, he mentions and brings in every detail that can be used as a justification for him from all sides. So in this Parsha Vinia, we're darshaning a lot, because Pama was Lo Shamu. And I want to say, no, Ve'vesi, we're Beseder, look at how we're darshaning the Parsha, you're right, originally we didn't listen, but now we're saying that we arrived, and God, you were right, and we want to make the Tikkun. And now we go back to where we started, where Medame, we compare the Shir of La'asid Lavo to the Shir of the 15th. And we said it's more as Matim Yoter, it's more fitting, that we should compare it to the shear of the seventh day, which is explicit in the pasuk. Why the shear of the 15th? And the reason is because that shear of La'asid Lavo is going to be on the gemar tikkun of all the kulkulim, all the arurim, all the curses of ribui that we had by Adam HaRishon. And therefore, that is the contrast of Leil Tesvav, the shear of the 15th. Because the shear of the 15th, which is the night of the Kedusha of the Bechora, which is also connects to the Bikurim. We darshan that night Arami Ovid Avi, the bracha of Bikurei Haaretz, the tikkun of the earth, But now we're bringing the Bikurim, Reishis Gilui Tzmicha Baretz, that's the Tikkun of Arura Adama, that's going to remain forever, and it's never going to be nullified. The other toelis that we gain by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kedusha of the Bechor, so remember this is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that continues until the seventh day. Now that, we had a Nesiga Choranit, we had a retreat, because the Bechorim lost their Kedusha, the Bechorim are no longer bringing Korbanos. Until Asid Lava. But the shear of the night of the 15th, that includes the Bikurim, that remains Belichi Sara. That's why we don't talk about the shear of Shiras Hayam, which is Gemar Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that would relate to Kedushas HaBechorim as well, and the Kedushas HaBechorim we lost. So we don't want to remember the Shvi Shel Pesach, because Shvi Shel Pesach reminds us of Kedushas HaBechor, because it started on the 15th and it ended on the 21st, and the Kedushas on the Chor we took a step back. So therefore we prefer, the Pasuk prefers, the shear of the 15th. Because the shear of the 15th is not only Kedushas HaBechorah, which was wonderful, which lasted for a while, but also Kedushas HaBikurim, which never had a Nesiga, which never retreated. And that's the Olam Olme Olmamim. And that's the beginning of the Tikkun. Of Lasid Lavo, of Arura Adama. Therefore we prefer the Shir of Leil 15th, because that's the just the Bikurim, as opposed to the 21st, which has nothing to do with the Bikurim. But the 15th is the Bikurim and also the Bechor, and the 21st is not the Bikurim, it's just Mitzias Mitzrayim, which is Kedushas Bechora, and that, there was a Nesiga, there was a retreat. So you don't want the 21st, you want the 15th. That's the Ashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadi Shchag V'Simchas Levav Kaholich B'Cholil. That's the Tikkun of the Bikurim. And also the Tikkun of the Bechor. The Kedusha of Ribui. That wonderful Ribui that we have in the world that we're going to fix. The holiness of the womb. The holiness of the earth. Fixing the klalos of Adam HaRishon, of Kotz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach, the thorn and the thistles growing in the ground, and the Be'etzev Tel Dibanim of Chavo. And this is really the root of the Tikkun Lasid Lavo, Leil Tesvav, and therefore Ashir Yelchem Kalel Eskadish Chag. How beautiful is the Torah, and we should be Zocha B'Karav Mamish to see these great Tikkunim come about. The Tikkun of Ribui as opposed to the klal of Miut. Lack of peros, we should see peros. V'meheru v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.